I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. We're going to start this week with quitting. Not a job, but bad stuff. The things you do with money that you know you shouldn't do. They drain your bank account, hurt your earning potential. Lauren Lyons Cole made a list of common financial habits that we ought to quit, and she emailed it to us. And we made the list into a poll and put it on our website, marketplaceweekend.org, to get a sense of things maybe you guys want to quit. And I am sad to report that your habits need a little work. So we brought Lauren on. She's a regular on the show and a certified financial planner. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
I want to start with this one. We asked people if they make impulse purchases, and 67% of the people who responded said yes, 33% said no. So impulse purchases seem like they are up there in terms of bad financial habits we make.
You know, I saw a study recently that said we spend about $115,000 over the course of our lifetime on impulse purchases.
$115,000?
$115,000. Yeah. So that's a lot of money. Just think of the number of vacations you could take, or the nicer house you could have bought if you just left some of those little small things on the shelf at Target and didn't take them home with you. So, you know, it really does add up.
You told us that not negotiating your first salary can have a pretty big impact on your earning potential later in life. And we asked people if they negotiated their first salary. 78% said no, and only 22% said yes. Why is this a mistake, not negotiating at the beginning?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but mathematically, if you can negotiate an extra $5,000 in your first salary, and, you know, it obviously depends on your industry, but let's just start with $5,000, that adds up to $500,000 in extra income over the course of your lifetime. So this is actually higher value. You could make all the impulse purchases you want if you just negotiate this one $5,000 raise.
So we're going to leave the rest of the poll up on our site and people can take it. But I want to get into kind of why we make these poor choices to begin with. And some of it, I would guess, is ignorance. I mean, if you're 21 years old, how are you going to know that you're supposed to negotiate?
I think ignorance is a lot of it. Obviously, we're not learning these things in school. A lot of our families aren't necessarily talking openly about money, which is why it's so important for parents to kind of shift that dynamic and talk about these sorts of things with their kids from a young age. Not that they're always going to listen, but it's worth it to try to get these lessons into their minds, because even just small shifts can make a big difference.
What are some other things you have seen when you advise clients, kind of like bad habits we make?
Well, I think the bad habits, it kind of comes from two different angles. Either you're really comfortable. So maybe right now you're in a pretty good job. You feel secure. You've got extra income, so you don't really have to think about it. And in those cases, I think out of convenience or laziness or just out of habit, we make bad habits. And that can happen. But also sometimes I also see people who are kind of in a bad situation and they feel in over their heads, and it's just too overwhelming to try to shift their behaviors right now. So they just continue in this pattern of making bad choices. And at some point, in order to improve your situation, you really have to break the cycle.
That's the theme of our show this week, stopping. So let's say you know something's out there. You aren't disciplined about fees, for example, or something else. How do you stop?
One of the best ways to stop, you know, it's very hard to limit yourself. Nobody really wants to do that. Some people are better at it than others. My advice would be to actually take a bigger picture perspective, right? So choose some sort of large goal. It might be a trip to Italy. It might be buying a new car. It could be starting a business, something that will motivate you intrinsically so that you can start to make those changes, you know, so be more careful with overdraft fees, for instance, or upping your savings percentage because you're trying to work towards something exciting, not, you know, it's rather than limiting yourself, it's more about reaching something that's exciting.
So it sounds like it's almost kind of turning the psychology of this around so that you feel like you're working towards something positive.
Right. Money can be so stressful. So you have to turn it. You have to make it fun. Really, that's the one way I've seen it work with clients.
Let's say you're listening to this and you're kind of like, yeah, that all sounds great, but I am struggling to stop paying the minimum on my student loans or my credit card. And it all seems too overwhelming to change. What do you do in that scenario?
Well, so here's the thing. When it comes to financial planning in general, we tend to think that it's this easy, you know, we can always save 15% towards retirement. We can always pay a little extra towards our student loans. The reality is there are times in our lives where we can't. But these times are temporary. They're finite. And you have to have that perspective. You have to realize right now you might be just getting by. And that's okay. But make sure that you have a longer term perspective. Are you looking for a new job? Is there a way that you could negotiate in your current job? Is there something that you could cut back on? Could you move to a less expensive apartment? So it's okay to just be getting by as long as you're kind of thinking long term and making sure you're not stuck in that position forever. You really won't be.
Lauren Lyons-Cole, thank you so much for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Lizzie.